The characters from the 1960s TV comedy The Addams Family are getting a new life in an upcoming Netflix series next month. And the man who created them is receiving a posthumous honor this week. Cartoonist Charles Addams will be inducted into the Society of Illustrators Hall of Fame. Here's Allison McCabe with a look at the ooky spooky world of Charles Addams.
If on a dark and stormy night you find yourself lost about 20 miles west of New York City, you might turn up in a small New Jersey town called Westfield. Charles Samuel Addams was born here in 1912. As a child, Addams played in graveyards, imagining those who lay beneath and resurrecting them in a sketchbook.
If that's morbid, then he started out as a morbid person, but it was more a fascination of death.
So says Kevin Mizoraki, director of the T. and Charles Addams Foundation and expert on all things Addams. After high school and a few brief stints in college, Addams landed a gig cleaning up crime scene photos for True Detective magazine.
They wanted him to jazz up the stories, and so then he did, but then he would have to back off because it was too much.
At a time when other New Yorker cartoons poked fun at boardrooms and cocktail parties, Addams earned a spot as a regular contributor in 1940 with a depiction of a skier whose tracks wrap around both sides of a tree. Cartoonist Roz Chast says she discovered Addams' work in grade school.
I loved almost anything that the kids were in. I think there was one, like, look, honey, the kids are back from camp, and they're in these animal restraining carriers.
And yet another, it's Christmas time, 1946. The yet-to-be-named Addams family is on the roof of their creepy-looking mansion, poised to douse carolers on the street with the contents of a bubbling cauldron.
You know, instead of it being a sort of like, look at these hostile psychotics, what's wrong with them? It's like when you just kind of can't bear the carolers and you just want to dump boiling oil on them.
Morticia Gomez, Wednesday, and Pugsley Addams represented only a tiny fraction of Addams' output. Yet by the mid-60s, they'd become famous denizens of the dark side, thanks to a TV sitcom named for the man who spawned them.
Pugsley, Wednesday, why aren't you in bed?
I thought we put you to bed hours ago.
We couldn't sleep. It's so nice and gloomy.
But Addams was happiest behind the pen, where cartoonist Alison Bechdel says even a nursery rhyme like Girls and Boys Come Out to Play, The Moon to Shine as Bright as Day, could take a grim turn.
All the Addams family members are, like, rushing into the cemetery with shovels.
Bechdel says she could relate.
I, as a child, really felt like I was part of the Addams family. My parents looked like Morticia and Gomez. We ran a funeral home. We lived in this big old rambling Victorian house. I even looked quite a bit like Wednesday, especially in my first grade photo where I'm actually wearing a black velvet dress with a white collar.
Kevin Mizoraki says the Addams family's playfulness even appealed to those who preferred daylight to the witching hour.
The suggestion of blood, the suggestion of gore, the suggestion of torture is always there, but his cartoons never showed it. The point was they're raising a family. They were loving parents, and they lived on the other side of the mirror.
Addams died in 1988, but the town of Westfield invokes his spirit every October at a month-long Addams Fest. This year, there's a masquerade ball, cemetery crawls, and a gallery exhibition pairing Addams comics with works by aspiring cartoonists. 15-year-old Nadia Rigo took a workshop to learn his techniques.
We looked at a list of prompts that were actual Charles Addams comics, not knowing that they were his. So we drew what we interpreted from that, and then after it was really cool, we got the opportunity to look at like how he drew it.
She says the humor is still dead on. For NPR News, I'm Allison McCabe.